The whole cybernetic digital enchilada. Or...
entry into the world of programming.
Becoming a programmer requires class. And above all, patience. You have to teach yourself not to finish as soon as possible. Rather, delay as much as you can while you study all the super important things leading up to learning programming and creating your first programs. You need an operating system. Anything that costs money is not worth your time. You need Debian, a new Linux-based OS, because nobody here will sell you out, ever. There are other distributions of new Linux, but Debian is the most popular and least annoying. On a closed operating system, you may be forced into learning a programming language on a documentation website that is just full of ads. This can happen. Open source, on the other hand, has a very kind and respectful culture. Be careful, because closed source will just try to turn you into profit. And not because you are the best, they only look for the cheapest and easy to replace programmers. Do not trust closed source. You will need powerful hardware, open, friendly, and beautifully intimidating if you buy the version without the case. In 2020, whatever, the 8GB Raspberry Pi 4, priced at about $100, is probably the best, but you will need to purchase a monitor. The kid version is about $200, but it comes with a keyboard, a neat little case, and an interesting little fan. Once you put it in a case, it's about the size of two decks of cards. It comes with Debian pre-installed, and it has extras you can get, cameras, all kinds of sensors, a tiny touchscreen, etc. I am only recommending it because it looks the prettiest. There are others, and you should perform your own research. But in a pinch, the Pi will do. You will need to pick your first programming language, and I highly recommend that you pick the language of the web, because it will be around the longest. 50 years from now, that language of the web will be intricately connected to the language that the web uses today. Currently, that language is called JavaScript. But when you search for code, you usually call it ES2020-something. And the ES stands for ECMAScript. It is a broad standard, of which JavaScript is just an implementation. JavaScript used to be slow, and it got a bad reputation for it. But all the other languages also have their problems. Some are strangely slow, or mixed up, or too outdated, too half-baked and lacking memory management, or overcooked even, and only in rotation because large corporations put money in them, and then some incompetent teachers brought it into the already highly questionable standardized education setting. Once you feel comfy with JavaScript, HTML, and CSS, you can explore other languages. Let me quickly add here that HTML is basically XML, and XML revolves around the concept of nested objects. Basically, that's what a tag is. It's a textual representation of an object. And in the HTML and XML setting, objects can be nested, so a tag can have a tag inside it. But the main thing is that HTML represents hierarchies of objects. And CSS just delivers some extra attributes that you don't want to put in your HTML object instantiation code. And in this case, these attributes are related to the graphics. So when you are learning JavaScript, one of the most fundamental things in there is the concept of an object that has properties. That's what an HTML tag is, an object with properties. And then CSS provides some extra properties to make things look pretty. So really, HTML isn't that far off from JavaScript, nor is CSS. It's just objects and properties. Yeah, nothing intimidating, no big deal here. Be mindful of language longevity. Sometimes when you learn a trendy language, 10 years down the road, it will turn out nobody is using it anymore. Maybe it was too closed source. Maybe something new arose. Maybe some other reasons, but it's not in use anymore. And here you are, having spent a decade learning a language that nobody cares for anymore. Be careful what language you pick. Go with the web. It's a safe choice that will keep you employed forever and a half. Or, you know, building your own companies. Start with a combination that you can always fall back on. JavaScript is a friendly and relaxing language with syntax that has become very beautiful in recent years. Plus, because it covers many areas, it always tries to invite you to a new adventure. From creation of colorful UI kits to novel code editors and tiny Linux command utilities. And there's one more thing. It's not the best thing, but it's a necessary thing. And I implore you to take it seriously. Please choose Vim as your primary code editor. It may eventually be that you choose another editor, but you will always, always, always have Vim to fall back on. At the moment, I recommend SpaceVim, a unique distribution that is colorful and simple. The main thing about editors like Vim and Emacs is that they use the primitive terminal for user interface technology. That means you can connect to a remote server and launch the Vim that it has and type or program away without any worry whatsoever. It is also trustworthy. I personally believe that VI, of which Vim is an improvement over, has been around since before computers were invented, possibly when humans first entered the Neander Valley and started painting in earth tones on cave walls. Vim is really good. It's really, there's nothing bad you can say about it. It will always be there for you. Like that crazy neurotic gerbil that you once feed in a park, and then it turns around and just loves you forever. Vim loves you. It's good for you. But it is tough to get used to. It is part of becoming a programmer. You have to know it. Eventually, you will have to go to a server somewhere and do some programming there to save the world or projects. And Vim will be the program that will get the job done. Don't leave it for last. Start learning Vim as one of the first things you do, even before learning programming. And I really, really am sorry, because I know it will be tough at first. And please resist the arrow keys as well. Just use the H, J, K, L. I am so sorry for this. Just treat it as a game at first. Give yourself plenty of time and let your fingers get used to everything. You will never, ever, ever, ever regret having learned Vim. In 2022, OpenVim.com had a neat tutorial. It takes about 20 minutes to skim over the first time, and if you repeat it a few times and make some notes, you won't have too much trouble at all. Vim only tries to eat you if you have no time for the tutorial. If you try to sit down to programming and then the Vim starts trying to know. What the hell? Vim will only ever try to eat you if you have no time for the damn tutorials. In closing, I would like to recommend that you first program tiny Linux command line utilities. Use Node.js, which is JavaScript for the operating system and not the browser, as the case is usually, and the Commander module, which has some useful examples to get you started with setting up your first command and reading all the command line arguments and whatever input you give it there. As to what the command should actually do, perhaps just make a little program that uses the sharp module to just optimize all the images you feed to it. Very cool, very simple, very interesting, and pretty useful.